Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, my sober friends. It's January 3rd of 2020 and beautiful Friday here in the Midwest in the United States. It's abnormally warm. I was outside in a t-shirt walking the dog a little bit ago. Crazy. It just seems like everything is lining up for me. Pink mist, it's a real thing, and I'm in the peak of it right now, and I'm gonna take it for every ounce that I can get of this happiness. It's a welcoming feeling. Well, I'm here, Sober Scott. We're about to do episode number 3. I can't believe we're on number 3 already. It's flying by. I love doing these, especially love listening back to them. To help remind myself some tips and tricks of staying sober and, some triggers that would send me back out. And it's just nice to get it off my chest. I know there's not a whole lot of people listening to it right now, but it helps me going back and re-listening to the podcast. So I figured I would do a fun one since it's Friday. We'll have a fun Friday episode, and I wanted to do... let's do 8 things that only sober people know. So 8 things that only people who have gotten sober will know. Start number 1 off with no hangovers. Who woke up New Year's Day not hungover for the first time in a long time? I've got my hand raised, and it was fucking amazing. I got up early in the morning, went on a jog, walked my dog. I didn't have to eat grease junk to sort of settle my stomach. I didn't wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon searching for a bottle of water or some Gatorade or some Pedialyte or any sign of life. It was amazing. Just waking up every morning and feeling good. I was up 5:30 today, and was getting some exercise in, and sent out a message to a friend on Twitter, and who's in Ireland, and was like, "What time is it there? It's early here, and it's crazy to make these friends off of both of our decisions to be sober. This is great." So. Hangovers. No hangovers. That's something that really only truly sober people appreciate, is waking up every morning feeling freaking good. Number 2 that only sober people know is making goals and keeping them is fucking so much easier. I don't even know how to explain how many times I've started a diet when I'm, drinking, and make it to start it on a Monday morning and make it to Tuesday afternoon and then have an extra 1,000 calories because I had a couple margaritas or something at lunch. It's hard to diet when you're adding in an extra 1,500 calories a day of alcohol every day. And they say 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. So you got to do a lot of burning to burn off all the drinking. The whole not being drunk for, 60, 70, 80% of your life, makes it easier to commit. And when you say you're going to do something, to do it. I know that I want it, and I'm always in a good state of mind to work towards it and to be successful. I read something the other day, and it said, drinking, I've never seen anyone become smart, successful, or happy from drinking. And that's true. Normally when I put the bottle down is when I am hitting my goals, most successful in my life and my career and my relationships, and fucking way happier than any time, I've had a drink. All right, number 3, we'll move on here. Number three is you're sort of forced to be more responsible because you have to admit when you're wrong, admit when you've made a mistake. For us, you know, alcoholics, if we make a mistake or if, you know, if we do something that we shouldn't, the best thing for us to do is to tell on ourselves, to go to a meeting, to call a sponsor, to call, you know, a sober companion, to talk to someone and to admit that we're wrong, to work towards the peace in us and to shield ourselves from, you know, falling down a very dark path and, you know, going back out and drinking and making mistakes that we did in the past. We have to be accountable and we have to tell on ourselves. And a lot of people who aren't sober, they don't tell on themselves. They just continue to sweep it under the rug and continue to move forward. Number four is not everyone is going to be supportive. Kind of sucks. How many times have you guys been out and someone say, hey, do you want a drink? Can I get you a beer? And you say, no, I'm sober. I don't drink. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. That's a decision I've made to make my life better, to make myself better. Just say, okay, and move on. You don't pity me. I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this to be a better person. And, you know, when it goes, there's some people who, hey, how about just one? No, I can't have one. I'll have one bottle until I pass out. Or I'll have one case of beer. I'm not having one beer. I'm not having one drink. I'm going to party if I'm going to be drinking. So that's another thing is, you know, people aren't supportive and they sort of try to peer pressure you a little bit. Try to tell you that you're not an alcoholic or that you don't have a problem, which we know we do. We've surrendered and we know we have a problem. So there's just a lot of people that's not supportive when you decide to get sober. And some people won't even, for example, some people won't date you if you're sober. Some people won't want to be your friend if you're sober because they don't think that you'll be fun or they can't do what they want to do because maybe they have a problem or maybe, you know, they don't want to stop drinking, which they shouldn't have to stop drinking. I've got plenty of friends who still drink. I just choose not to spend as much time with them anymore. And if I do spend time with them to have the right company with us, people to help keep me in line and for me to help keep them in line. Unsupportive friends. Number five. Wait. We talked about this a little earlier. I don't know about everyone else, but I tend to be able to maintain my weight and to diet and to do really well when I'm not drinking. And I think it's strictly because of all the extra calories that I'm not consuming. And I'm more able to maintain it and to keep it off. You know, if I'm not, I think it has a little bit to do with everything. If I'm not drinking, and I'm not hungover every day, I'm able to get up in the morning, get a good exercise in, not adding 1,500 extra calories of sugary nastiness into, you know, my body every day. And I'm eating healthier. I'm not searching for junk or grease to sort of help sober me up so I can drink some more. I don't know. I personally, and this isn't for everyone, but for me personally, I think this is one that really hits home. It's just easier for me to look better and to have a healthier weight. Then number six, there's more to life than working and partying. Raise your hand if you ever would be on a Wednesday, be like, fuck, this week is slow. God damn, is it not Friday yet? I cannot wait to go out because, I mean, we all probably drank every day, but I like to party. I like to be out and sociable and party with friends. And most people don't drink or go out during the week if they have work. So I couldn't get people to go out. I could go out by myself, but it just wasn't much fun. So I would do my drinking at home. But on the weekends, boy, I would be ready. Come 5 o'clock on a Friday, I'm probably going to crack a couple beers before that and get my party started. But life's way more important now that I'm sober than wasting my whole week, wasting 5 days to get to two. That, you know, that's just not the way to live and not the way to approach life. I used to think that alcohol was the only way to have fun. I was very shy. I still am. But when I would have a couple drinks in me, I was the loudest, craziest, dancingest person that you've ever met. And sober Scott, I'm not dancing. I'm not going to look, you know, a fool like I did when I would be 14 beers in and up on a bar stripping and taking my clothes off. And it's just different. So I would always be afraid that no one's going to like me. I'm not going to be fun if I'm sober, but I don't care, because after I've realized it's, I don't care what people think of me right now. I care how I feel, and I care that I'm not killing myself, and I'm in love with the way that I am when I'm sober. Number seven, whatever choice you make, that alone does not define you. So this is important for the sober people to understand, is that, you know, if you're out and someone says, hey, you want to have a drink? And you say, no, thanks, I don't drink. And it's a, you know, girl at the bar or you know, at the bowling alley or whatever. And they might kind of be taken aback, like, why are you out? Why are you here if you don't drink? You can still be sociable. I don't recommend it early in your sobriety, but you can still be out. I love the bowl. I'm not very good at it, but I love the bowl. But there's, you know, most bowling alleys offer alcohol. But if I go with people who I trust to help keep me on, you know, straight and narrow, I don't ever feel danger or triggered to drink. But you know, if people asked you, hey, do you want a drink? And you say no, it doesn't define you that you say no or the choice that you make. What defines you is you. You make up your definition, not a choice that you make. So don't be afraid to tell people no. Don't be afraid to tell people the truth. That, hey, you know, I had a problem with alcohol. I can't have one drink like normal people. I'll go off the rails. And then just be you and make your choice and be happy with it. Number eight, there's a lot of people out there searching for the same thing as you. This is a big one that sober people know is, I'm new to the Twitter world, and just in a few days, you know, I've got hundreds of people that want the exact same thing as me. They want to be sober, they want to be happy, and they want to live their life. And it's freaking amazing, the support from you guys that I've gotten, personal messages. I cannot tell you enough how awesome it is to get an email or to get a DM on Twitter of, you know, hey, I heard your podcast, or I heard this, really struck home with me. I can really relate to this. Things that I, you know, I've said, that have just things that's happened in my life or, you know, whatever. And just knowing that, hey, we want the same thing and we can offer each other support. And, you know, I see people who are struggling, and to be able to reach out and tell them, hey, you got this, you're stronger, you can do it. It's just amazing. Such a good support. I attend 12-step program, and I love it, and I go a lot. I don't go every day, but I go a lot. And to be able to have basically a meeting anytime that I need by just logging into Twitter and just, hey, if I'm struggling with something. To Twitter and post my struggle, and with, you know, instantly I'll have feedback of, you know, people giving me their experience, strength, and hope of you know, how they've overcome it or what they suggest, and you know, I take it and I run with it. And like I always say, you know, take what helps you and leave the rest. And boy, it's just amazing to be able to have that. So that's eight things that sober people know that a lot of people who aren't sober or still drinking struggle with. So anyways, everyone, it's the end of episode 3. Have a great day. Please follow me on Twitter. It's at Sober Scott 1, and also please DM me. I love hearing your messages. It's something that helps get me through the day. Shoot me a DM on Twitter or tweet at me. All right, everyone, have a great day. See you later.